This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 204 in the series. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. Health Director Kathleen Liberty talks about mold in this session, what to be concerned about, hoping to dispel some of the misunderstandings around mold, and calm some fears. Mold is a naturally occurring item. People with sensitivity to mold can have some health issues caused by it. Mass, for example, does not have a mold standard. Bleach does not get rid of mold and may actually worsen the spread of it. Mold can be cleaned thoroughly with soap and water. If mold is on cloth, it may not be worth keeping. You can't really get rid of it. You may just have to remove it. Mold is a stubborn substance. She also enlightens us that the Board of Health can only enforce prevention of the water source or remediation of the water source or leak. We have info to contact the Board of Health if there are questions about mold. Contact info for the Town Board of Health Department is included in the show notes. And as mentioned during the discussion, we'll also provide a link to the Centers for Disease Control page with their information on mold. So without further ado, join us to listen to the recording of my conversation with Kathleen discussing mold. It runs approximately 10 minutes. Steve Sherlock here at the municipal building with Kathleen Liberty, our Franklin Health Director, for the next of our series of discussions around health topics. So Kathleen, thanks for taking some time today. What are we going to get into for this session?
Well, thank you, Stephen. And today I thought we would talk about mold issues. The health department receives numerous complaints from tenants or occupants about mold issues in their home.
Indeed, yeah, that was one of the ones you've queued up in terms of a topic coming forward. So yeah, mold, and especially since it's a frequent one, that sounds like a great topic to go. So great. Where do you want to start with mold?
Well, where I'd want to start with mold is that it's been around forever, and mold spores are, they're everywhere. They're in the air. They're on things. And they actually can come in our home. They can come in our home through a window, through an open door, on our pets, on our shoes, on our clothes. The thing about mold is it's not such a big deal until the spore finds some moisture. And once it finds some moisture, then it starts to regenerate and become a problem.
All right, so while it's in the air, it's kind of natural, that's its normal environment, it's going to move around, but when it finds a spot and makes its home, literally in perhaps your home or residence, that's when it potentially becomes an issue.
It can become an issue, and that's why we look for, so if the health department has to go out and do an inspection for mold, we look for water intrusion, basically. We look to see if there's a leak coming from the roof or from a second floor apartment. We look to see if there's venting in the bathroom or at least one
ventilation
window.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there could have been a flood. It could be a basement apartment where there was water intrusion up through the rug. So what we do is we can't say that there is mold. What we can say is that there is water intrusion and there is a substance similar like mold. And so that's how we get tenants or landlords to address these issues.
Catch their attention.
Catch their attention because people who have sensitivity to mold, they can really have some health issues. Mm-hmm. They can have, you know, some type of cold symptoms. If they have asthma, can exacerbate it. And those things they're real, they're true. So we can understand how a person can be a little nervous about mold. We also get calls that I have green mold, I have white mold, I have black mold. The different colors of mold, it's irrelevant.
Doesn't make a difference. Black's not more serious than green or white or yellow or blue or whatever color they
correct.
Are.
Correct, yeah. And the other thing that I don't think many people know is that in the state of Massachusetts, there are no mold standards. So hence why we can't say there is mold on that wall, floor, or ceiling. We can only say there's a substance similar to. And because there's no mold standards, it's irrelevant to test for mold, even though there are some test kits that you can get at the local hardware store. And there's actually major companies who will actually come in and test for mold.
Yeah, I've seen some company advertisements like that. But so while Mass doesn't have a standard, do other states and or agencies have standards?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would have to research that. But what I do know is that the mold spores outside could be higher than the mold spores inside.
True.
Vice versa.
Right.
So there's really no way to indicate. So what we would suggest, however, is that if you do have moisture, is that you get rid of it. You can pull up the rug, you know, replace ceiling tiles. But what we don't recommend is the old theory of using bleach. All right. So bleach does not get rid of mold. It actually, believe it or not, can cause more mold
worse
than
the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So moisture certainly is a key ingredient for growth of mold. Bleach doesn't necessarily help. It may worsen it. No standard for mold. Do you think that might be something that we should address through, you know, legislative channels or agency standards at some point? Or
no,
because of the nature, it's so prevalent anyway, it'd be still kind of hard to legitimately test.
Correct. Yeah. And again, if there's moisture, like the what we always see in the bathroom, we always see mold growing on caulking or around the windowsills, things like that, because of the moisture buildup. And people don't have to really worry about that. It does appear in a black, you know, substance, and that can be cleaned thoroughly with soap and water. But no, I don't think that standards are irrelevant. I think that making sure that the moisture is abated within 24 hours somehow, whether we use a dehumidifier, a fan, a large HVAC fan, removal of. If we have a couch or, you know, some type of cloth and you see mold, it's not worth keeping. It will definitely just continue to grow. You can spray bleach on it. It's not going to help. So remove the items. You may find in cold closets on the baseboards may grow mold.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not insulated,
therefore
your shoes may get moldy or coats or clothes. Just remove or wash in hot water. But it's a stubborn substance.
Yes.
It's a stubborn substance.
Yeah, even trying to clean it in the few occasions where I've seen the little pieces around the, in the bathrooms, et cetera, as you mentioned. It can be persistent, but with some healthy cleaning and elbow grease, it can go very quickly.
It can. And it also, as part of the Board of Health, when we get a call to go out to do an inspection, we can't enforce, you know, mold testing. We can only enforce the removal of the moisture and address that as far as landlords go.
Correct. So if there's a leak, stop the leak.
Exactly. Yeah. Because a lot of times we get calls thinking that, you know, we can enforce, you know, the removal of the actual spores. And that's not true. And also, I've seen tenants or I've heard from tenants who have called to say that there was a flood, the renovations have been completed, but they're worried about mold behind the wall. And although it's something I understand they're concerned about, if the mold spores are behind the wall, then they are not going to affect anybody's health. If you bang or put a hole in that wall, you're gonna remove the spores are gonna come out, and yes.
Okay.
So you wanna make sure if they're intact. Similar to asbestos, if it's intact, it's not going to hurt you. If it's crumbling, if it's around you, then it can cause symptoms.
Yeah, because there still are houses less recently that you would notice, but still houses with the asbestos sidings.
Correct.
It's there.
It's there.
Unless you disturb it, it's in neutral in its action at that point.
Correct. Yeah, and that's a subject for another time.
Okay, we'll get more into that in the future.
We have a lot to talk about with asbestos as well.
Yes.
So my point today is just to calm people's fears about health issues with mold and how to address it if you do encounter mold. And of course, always call the health department, and we're always more than willing to give you fact sheets or, you know, just talk it through.
Right.
So that's pretty much the point of the podcast today.
Good. Good. And you mentioned a call. Do you have a form on the website as well for specific to health department issues to be raised, or is it just primarily the phone call?
Primarily the phone call.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fine.
And we can reinforce that. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Good. So to recap, I think molds are relatively prevalent in the environment, mm-hmm. clearly where they have nested, found a place. You want to attack the source, address the source,
correct.
Whether it's a leak or whatever. The colors of the mold don't necessarily matter.
Right.
They're all bad to that extent.
Yes.
Cleaning with bleach doesn't necessarily help. Cleaning certainly helps. In right. some cases, particularly with materials, whether it's sofas or whatever, cleaning may not even be beneficial. So just
That's
consider
right.
just getting rid of it, removing it.
Correct.
And then certainly contact you. Mm-hmm. And Board of Health. Phone number is available. We'll list it in the link for the podcast and the show notes as well. Is there something else that we didn't cover on mold that you wanted to?
I don't think so. I think that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has a wonderful website pertaining to mold, which we'll link this podcast
to.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, again, just to end it, I guess, control mold growth by controlling humidity levels, promptly fixing leaky roofs, windows and pipes, thoroughly cleaning and drying after flooding, and ventilating shower, laundry, and cooking areas. And that should really help with the, you know, growth of mold in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Prevention, forewarned is better than trying to react to something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Good. Well, thanks for spending some time today. I learned some few things about mold, and I hope others did as well. And we thank you, and we look forward to our next topic.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.